Poker Face. Written by 515-253-545 and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, our flag means death. Archie joined Blackbeard's crew because an enemy of a friend's enemy mentioned in passing that Blackbeard? Yeah, man, I hear he fucking hates snakes. Whacked one to absolute hell in Florida or something. Archie had been up to mid-bicep in snake cult bullshit during the conversation, and also actual, literal snakes. Seemed like a no-brainer to jump ship. Metaphorically, snake cultist had been a land gig. That moment plays like a little shanty in the back of her head sometimes when she's swabbing blood off the deck. No real reason. Not really agonizing over whether it was a good decision or anything. The guy just had a nice cadence when he talked, and it's something to think about during a mundane task. Blackbeard's not better. Not like she thought he might be. That was probably a bit optimistic. Archie's fine admitting to a bit of optimism every now and then. Mostly, pirating's just different. But that's life, isn't it? Different scenery for the same story. The ocean's a pleasant change of pace, at least. And the people are, mostly, an improvement, too. Fang's a nice guy, and Frenchie can be funny in that twitchy, traumatized and hiding it with wit sort of way. Food's not awful. No fucking snakes. Truly cannot be overstated how wonderful fewer snakes is. Jim's good. Well, Jim's not good, doing good, good. Jim's dealing with homicidal ideation and heartache. But they're good to be around. Archie was close with the girl when she was a kid that smiled with her whole face, yelled with all the air in her lungs, fought with both fists, her head, and whatever legs she wasn't actively standing on. Jim's a little like that, nothing by halves. Archie loves that about them. Loves it. That's the shit that keeps a person waking up in the morning. Someone can survive just about anything if they're doing it with their whole fucking chest. That's Jim. Jim's a heart placed in the guts of a bleeding ship. Their rebellion and their temperance. And most importantly, their thump, thump, thumping away. Archie gets the sense they'll do it till there's nothing left to pump through. Archie grins at them now, throws down her royal flush. "Shirt, please," she says. Jim rips a button, getting their shirt over their head. "I'm taking your pants next," they growl back. "You'd have to win a hand first." Archie wiggles an eyebrow up and down. That always gets their goat. "I've been told I'm secretive." "By your boyfriend, not boyfriend?" "Yeah. I mean, I get where he's coming from. What do you think?" "You have a terrible poker face." Archie deals out the next round and watches the crease on Jim's forehead twitch. "Fuck you. Get a little better at hiding how much you want at first, yeah? Then maybe we'll see." Archie waits for Jim to fold, which they do. Shit hand. Jim's making the most of every shit hand they get. "Now, what do I want?" "I think you want to talk about him and don't know how to ask like a normal person." "Want to play poker?" "Truth poker?" "Strip poker." Archie thinks she's got a pretty good read on Jim. "I think I want your sock." Jim barks a laugh, pulls off their sock and throws it in Archie's face. But there's no actual anger behind it. If anything, Jim's excited. So is Archie, to be fair. "Why not both? First, I'm going to get you naked. And then I'm going to get you to tell me his name." The end.